Welcome along to this week's podcast. Alison here with you. Now, Christmas is coming and I am terrible at doing the shopping. I cannot get it together at all. I go out to buy other people things and end up with lots of things for myself. So, of course, unless you go down the route of spending an absolute fortune, there has to be an alternative, I decided. Well, I grabbed one of my pals and found out there is. Well, here we are outside the Hospice of Hope Romania shop in Stockbridge. We're going to do a trawl right through the charity shops because I've heard that there's good pickings. But the main point of this being that everybody has to spend a fortune at Christmas. That's what they say. Well, we're out today to try and prove that that doesn't have to be the case. I'm with Anne Hunter, who's an interior designer and a stylist, who has already been into this shop and had a look round. Any bargains to be had, Anne?
Well, quite a few bargains, actually, Alison. One of the things that I immediately spotted was this cute little vanity case, which was in black, I think faux leather, but it had really nice red satin lining and places for bottles and lotions and potions, and that was only £2.95.
So if you buy that, then you would presumably, you could wrap it and make it look really fabulous just by being a little bit clever.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could also put inside a couple of inexpensive, you know, toilet sample size toiletries, you know, you pick up in Boots or Body Shop or somewhere like that, just to add a little bit of special touch to it. And then obviously wrap it with bows and ribbons. But I thought it was great, great price for what it was. Also some really nice picture frames, which were about £2 as well. And some sort of scented sashes, which you would put in sort of, you know, lingerie drawers, which were £1.95. So, and they're all gift boxed as well. So very good bargains, and all for under, you know, £3.
Well, you can't argue with that. Well, listen, there's so many shops to get through in Stockbridge. Let's head across the road now to the St John charity shop and see what we can find there. Around the St John's charity shop, Anne, what do you think?
I think it's great. I think what they had in there was stuff for sort of an older, your older sort of relatives, you know, your granny or your auntie. They had some really nice decorative plates which are on stands, which range from about £1 to £1.50. Then they had some small china trinket boxes, which were very sweet as well, and they were £2, £3. And also they had some really nice prints, which were unframed, but they looked like they'd been watercolours or acrylics, and they were £1 each, which was great value.
And they looked like originals, actually, didn't
they?
Yeah, they
did. They had an interesting selection, and they were probably about size A3, so they're a substantial size for £1.
Great, okay. Well, thank you. Let's move on now and see which is the next one we come to, but we're doing well so far. So, outside Capability Scotland, just been rummaging around, and the most valuable thing we found was Diane.
Indeed, yes. Have you been finding lots of goodies, Anne?
I have indeed. In here, we found some really nice ceramics, some great pots and vases. And in fact, there was a great set of three pots which you could actually grow herbs in, as to, you know, put it on your kitchen window. And that was still in its wrapping. It was only £3.
It has been its wrapping, because no one wants to really think that you buy second-hand things for Christmas, do they?
Well, I think if you wrap them well, Diane, I mean, let's face it, if you think about antiques and vintage, they're second-hand. But nobody would turn around and say no to an antique brooch.
Antiques are worth something, though, Anne.
But who's to say that this isn't?
I have to say that some of those vases are really nice, and one of them actually had handmade by a guy, you know, in London, actually on the bottom of it. So you might actually find something that was quite valuable.
I think you could. I mean, there's certainly some kitsch things in a lot of the charity shops, which, you know, come in and out of fashion. And if you're a collector, you know, it's the old sort of adage of what's your junk is somebody else's treasure. And I think it works like that. And Diane, you must remember, you do not give to receive.
I like to receive, but I'm just asking, would you admit to say they got this little second-hand shop, would you admit that, or just, or when you gave it?
I think the best word to use is vintage.
Vintage.
So obviously she wouldn't admit it then. Come on, let's find the next one. Okay, we've just come out of the cancer research shop, and it is actually, the window is very attractive before you even get in, isn't it?
The window's great. They've managed to combine a number of second-hand things that have been dropped in, and also some new items that they've purchased themselves and are selling, and obviously the proceeds are going to charity. So it's a good combination. So the value for money is still very high, even with things that they purchased themselves. Looking at the window, the things that immediately appealed to us were the nodding dogs, which very tasteful, obviously, but they're great fun. And the small ones are £4.99, and they're just, the expressions on their faces are fantastic. And you've got lots of little jewellery boxes, which are in the shapes of shoes, which are great for little girls. You've got cocktail shakers, and you've got things like, you've got a clock, which is in the shape of books, which is really good as well. It's a bit pricier because it's £15, but for what it is, it's still very good value. Going into the sort of stuff that's put in, that's, you know, put in by other people, we had yet again a lot of glasswares, a really nice pair of champagne flutes, which were £4.50 to drink your champagne on Christmas Day, and a drinking game where I immediately thought of Miss Diane, funnily enough, which was still in its box, which contained four shot glasses, all of them had little dice numbers on their side, and a dice. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of rolling the dice.
So what do you do? You shake it and then you drink?
Basically, depending on what number lands on the dice, they're forfeited to the person who's got the number on their glass.
That's very irresponsible, isn't it, Anne?
Well, you'd obviously only be doing it with milk, Diane.
Diane's on our way to the bar. These are quite nice, the cowhide storage boxes that are obviously not real cowhide.
Well, I hope not. Yeah, they're great. I mean, also, it's the kind of thing that the small ones kids could put sort of CDs in, or girls could put sort of makeup or whatever, and mother would probably love the larger ones to put absolutely everything they've left lying around the floor. So, and they're fun, they're just interesting, and they've also got the cow slippers as well, which are really quite fun. So there's some great things in here. Definitely well worth a look. And it's all going to charity, which is the main thing.
Yeah, well, that's great. And I think the last shop we're going to hit this afternoon is just across the road, and it's a special, it's part of Oxfam, but they've started actually dividing up their shops because they get so many donations, and this one is specifically a bookshop, so we'll just go in and see if there's any big glossy cocktail, not cocktail, what do you call them?
Coffee table. None of us can read, so what's the point?
That's why we want pictures. Well, let's go and look.
Okay, we're in the Oxfam bookshop now, looking through some of the fabulous books on offer. And what's catching your eye?
Well, the first one I spotted was the book on how to survive Christmas, which I thought was very appropriate.
Is that something you find a problem?
No, I just think drink tends to help get me through Christmas, Diane. So no, not for me really, but I'm sure there's others out there who are less, you know, into this spirit of things, shall we say. Something I think is there's a book and DVD set called Simply Sushi, which I think would be great because that's something, you know, people are into cooking and food, and sushi's quite complicated if you ask me. You've also got a great old book, The Scotland, The What, which is very true to Alison and my heart, because obviously it's from, Alison's going to buy it. So that one's immediately gone off the shelves instantly. There's also a four set of The Hobbit, Fellowship of the Ring, and The Two Towers and Return of the King, which is obviously the Tolkien books, which we've had all the films about.
Full set,
the
that's
whole
good.
Set, which is great. And it's in a gift box as well, so that's really nice. There's a huge selection of books. There's even a
great
spell
domestic
book.
Disasters as well.
Oh,
maybe
well, there you go.
Maybe, maybe a minute.
The book's probably about you.
I'm sure it is. Or maybe I could learn something from that, actually.
Oh, you could. It could. Is there not a foreword written by you?
No, not yet.
Oh, just very forward. So actually, there's a huge selection in here, isn't there?
Oh, I've just spotted something else. Hunks from the 70s. Magazine ads. It's called Hello Girls. I bet there's some Boskers in there.
Well, why don't we buy that and go to the nearest bar? What do you think?
Good idea.
Merry Christmas, Anne.
Merry Christmas. So we hit the bar. God, did we hit the bar. Just as well we found the charity shops, the amount we spent in booze. Never mind, I will be back next week. www.sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts with more nonsense. Until then, hasta la vista.